TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Sean, bringing you an article from the Partially Sighted Society's iTalk. We are a national charity, here to help anybody living with sight loss. To find out more about our services and products, or to listen in to more of our audio features, visit our website, partsight.org.uk, or you can give us a call on 01302 965 195. That number again is 01302 965 195. We have often spoken in the past regarding the use of white canes as a symbol item, or as a visual cue to others that you have a visual disability. To give even more information on this topic, I spoke to Jenny Bryant of Queen Alexandra College to find out what kind of white canes they provide, how you can get your hands on one, and everything they do to help people looking to purchase one. Hi, Jenny.
Hello, yeah. Sean.
Yeah, can you tell us what the advantages of using these white canes?
Well, the obvious main advantage to using a white cane is it gives a blind and visually impaired person actually a lot more independence and confidence to be able to go out alone. Basically, the cane is a white cane. White is a symbol of visual impairment, so it lets everybody know that the end user is actually visually impaired and may well need a bit of extra time to cross the road, or you know, space when you're walking past so that people just don't go bumping into you and everything else. So it's just to say that, you know, my sight isn't 100%, so I might not notice that you're there. So it just informs the public of that. I mean, there's all different types of canes. There's long cane, symbol cane, rigid cane, and support cane. A long cane is your general one that most people use, and it's the one that sweeps across the floor. The rigid cane is like a long cane, but it's non-folding, and that can actually be cut to any size. And then the support cane is more for people who actually need, you know, a symbol to show that they're visually impaired, and also more support as well. So it's like a walking stick. So it may well be people may have walking difficulties and need the support of a walking stick, but it also is white as well, so it shows that you're visually impaired as well, and it's very lightweight. So, and obviously there's different tips that go with different canes, but all information about that is on our website.
Great stuff, yeah. So it seems like there's a lot of different kinds of sticks that people can use. Do you provide training for these sticks?
Unfortunately, we don't, but the people can get training from their local authority as to how to use a long cane, and also obviously be measured up for the correct size, because the size, it tends to be from the floor up to the middle of the breastbone, but it can also depend on stride as well. Obviously, the quicker you walk, the longer the cane you will need to be able to obviously check what's ahead of you. So that's how they do that. We do training for our students, but not for the actual outside general public.
With your experience of people using white canes, we found that people tend to be quite sensitive about using canes, but once people get used to using them, how do you feel they become accustomed to them?
Yes, well, it's obviously anything takes some time to get used to, how you use anything. And also as well, there's a lot of stigma attached to a white cane, and sometimes customers can feel a bit sort of vulnerable being out with a white cane. So usually it's over time, after using it, the actual benefits of the independence that it gives them and the confidence that it gives them to be out and about on their own and not have to have someone else with them kind of outweighs worries that they may have to begin with. But sometimes as well, people, I mean specifically our students, which is where this started, because we do actually do coloured canes as well, which is different to white. There's no colour specific to mean anything as such. Obviously red and white means deaf and blind, but the general sort of colours don't mean anything. But we found with our students they were more likely to get the long cane training and actually use the cane. And that was, if it was in their favourite football colours, their favourite colours, you know, all glitzy things on there. And they loved that, and they got the training and they got the independence, and that was the key thing for us. So we started off with that, and then we rolled that out to the general public, and now they're actually very popular with young people and older people as well. Sometimes people like to match them to their outfits and all that type of thing, or have something a bit more sort of different colour to actually wear when they go out at night, so they're not just wearing a white cane, which may not go with a certain outfit that they've got. So, but all the tape that we use to put on the cane is just like the white tape. It's all reflectable. So it's all fully reflective and can be seen at night. So it's all safe. So yeah, so it's, you know, it's just practice with these things. I mean, learning something new is always going to be difficult, but the benefit that it gives you, I think, way outweighs any difficulties you might have at the beginning.
For sure, yeah. Well, it's absolutely fantastic to hear about all that. Yeah, so if people wanted to find out more information about your organisation and White Canes in particular, where would we be able to find you?
Well, you can visit our website at www.qac.ac.uk. If you click on Enterprises and Carbon Fibre Canes, then you can find more information about the canes there. There'll be a price list, list of colours, also a little leaflet in alternative formats as well as in standard print. And it will give you a bit more information. There's a little video on there just explaining the canes as well. Also as well, a prime thing throughout the year, and something we've now begin to be starting again post-COVID, is you can actually come along to our Site Village events. So we run a few over the course of the year. All the dates and times and everything else are all on our website. And yeah, basically there, we will have a stand there. So we'll actually have the canes physically there. So if anybody wants to come up and try out a cane, to try it out for size, how it feels, how the feedback is for them, and, you know, find out what sort of tips they feel is best for them, then they're quite welcome. And if you actually want to order or, you know, physically actually speak to someone and ask more questions, then you can call the team on 0121 803 5484, or you can email myself, Jenny, at jbryant@qac.ac.uk.
As Jenny just mentioned, you can get in touch with her regarding White Canes by emailing jbryant@qac.ac.uk. Or by calling Queen Alexandra College directly on 0121 803 5484. And for more information about symbol items and other visual aids and equipment, you can get in touch with us at the Partially Sighted Society by calling 01302 965 195. 01302 965 195.